Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Betting on college sports is now legal in Iowa. An Iowa novelist has explored the implications in a fascinating way by writing a thriller. Let's go in depth with David Bluder, author of The Great Gamble, At What Price? A Thriller. Well, Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I currently live with my wife, Lisa. She's the women's basketball coach at the University of Iowa. She's been here for 20 years. And I have three children. Two of them go to the University of Iowa. One's a senior, one's a freshman. And then I have a son who is at Solon. He's a junior. My former life was a banker, politician, part business owners with a few people, and taught business policies at the University of Iowa for a couple of years.
All right, well, that's quite a background.
Yes, thank you. Well, I guess it's been an interesting one. At least I've been able to do a lot of different things. Some of the interesting part of it was the political. I was kind of enjoyed being a city councilman in Urbandale for a while. And that was a fun part of our time. And when we lived in Des Moines, my wife coached at Drake. And I was a banker at that time. And got to be on the city council, which was really a fun thing to do.
Well, and now you're an author.
Yeah, when we moved here 20 years ago, my wife took over the job at the University of Iowa, and I stayed home with the kids. She has a crazy, wild, busy life, so we had three kids and decided to stay home with them and then do some things on the side, like do some investing, some businesses, and so forth. But my main purpose was to take care of the household. And, about 10 years ago, I decided that I'd like to write. And so I started taking some classes at the Iowa Writers Workshop of Summer Writing Festival, and went into Prairie Lights and talked to Jim Harris, who was the owner, and he introduced me to an editor from the Writers Workshop. And so he had me read, a bunch of craft books, and then start devising a plan to write a novel. And that took what he calls piles and piles and piles of pages, and over almost 10 years and almost 10 to 11 drafts. So we finally came up with something
called The Great Gamble, At What Price? A Thriller Novel. Why a thriller?
Well, it kind of tells a story of what can happen when you mix gambling and sport together. And I've always been a person that just despises and loathes gambling. So when I saw that Tim Donaghy, who was an NBA referee 10 years ago, was expelled from the NBA because of his discovered shaving of points in games, and David Stern fired him, got him out of the NBA, and he said, well, there was a lot of other NBA refs who were doing this at the same time. Stern denied it and threw it under the rug. And as my wife has been a coach for 30-some years, we talked to a lot of athletes and a lot of coaches and a lot of referees, and a lot of this stuff's been going on for years. So it was kind of an interest for me, and then as you develop a gambling kind of scenario and throw sports in there, I just saw the demise of all of it. So the more research I did and the more people I talked to, it kind of developed into a thriller novel, which is in many cases can be very factual based on what happens in it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with David Bluder, author of The Great Gamble, at what price? Two FBI agents. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah. There's two of the agents that embark on this classified operation in gambling, which is actually bleeding into the corrupt empire of the athletics. And these guys uncover some things and they're involved in this deadly manhunt, international manhunt, that leads to this major sting in Mexico. So they kind of start to uncover some of this stuff. In the meantime, there's an investigation into the crypto's encryption, which is actually the encryption used by the FBI, CIA, and NSA. And that's a faction factual encryption that's currently being used. So there's a story about that. There's a story about a major art theft that they get involved in as well. They get exposed to one of the referees who's involved in the life of the paranormal and the occult. They actually discover a hidden area in one of our iconic United States landmarks. And then they go on this scandal that leads to the international manhunt. And then it all leads to this kind of explosive secret revelation that a sports fan will never be able to watch a game the same way again.
Wow. Well, so did you have the novel all planned out and then just write to your plan, or did it just sort of write itself?
I am a major plot kind of driven guy. I really kind of envision a lot of things on what could happen in a strategic sense. So I'm very plot driven, and so my editors that I've had along the way have had to kind of sculpt me into really spend time and investigate characters. And so I had gotten an idea, and then as I continue to read over the years and understand how different things worked in the gambling area, and as well as in sports, we continue to pile story after story and then just additional ideas into what could happen with all this when all this could put together. And now we call it some people are calling it the biggest secret in America. So I was a plot person, and then we developed characters along the way to make them more interesting and actually real. And there's some really fun, interesting characters in the thing. It's kind of like a Tarantino movie. There's at least two different protagonists, maybe three, and they all come together in the end.
Wow, and so how do you know how to bring them together?
It just took time. That was part of the original plan, but then to develop the other ideas of the paranormal, the occult, the landmark, the thefts. As the characters became more interesting and more in depth, that kind of led to other subplots, and we have quite a few subplots.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with David Bluder, author of The Great Gamble, at what price? You have to have an opinion on sports betting being legal in Iowa now.
Uh-huh. I do, and I think this novel is a way to show that mixing gambling and sports might be one of the biggest devastations of our culture. So when, you know, Iowa, 2 years ago, in April, the United States Supreme Court reversed a decision to allow separate states to decide on their own if they wanted to incorporate gambling into sports. And Iowa is now one of 12 states. I think there's about 20 right now that are in process of allowing gambling in sports, but I was one of the first 12 right now, and it's just major money that's been poured in to the sports in Iowa already. I have some of those numbers. It's just amazing the amount of numbers, the amount of money that's being poured into this. Now, you know, a lot of this stuff is already going on overseas. And Congressman Jim Leach, who wrote the epilogue, he and Bill Bradley worked together because they were anti-gamblers to try, and they came up with a bill and passed through Congress that disallowed any credit transaction from being used to bring to pay for gambling offshore. And that went on. That was years ago, and then as soon as Jim left office, they overturned that bill, by the way. But for example, as of February, Iowa had $212 million of betting already that's been done sports gambling. For example, Pennsylvania has had $1.5 billion. There's already been in New Jersey's after almost $6 billion. And this is stuff that's just being done legally. And you know, trying to understand what's done illegally, that's a whole another number. That's just crazy. Yeah, I'm writing an international political thriller where the United States as Rome actually falls. And so I've been doing a lot of research on that.
Wow. Well, your book again, the title is
The Great Gamble. And then the subtitle is At What Price? And the interesting thing about that is we've got Jason Carson's the nation's top high school basketball player. And this kid's battling poverty and his single mother is dying of cancer. And he's desperately in need of funds, and he accepts money from a sports agent. The guy's name is Ricardo Perez. Ricardo is a very sophisticated, he wears Armani suits, he does yoga, he listens to classical music, he's got Rolex watches, but he's also brutal, and he actually lets Jason borrow some money, and things go south from there. Bob, the interesting thing about it is it's just not a book about gambling and sports. It's also about some of the decisions that we make. And in the book, one of the quotes that we use is, Adam ate the apple and our teeth still ache. And it's a Hungarian proverb. And it kind of brings us back to the human creation. You know, the first conflict that Adam had the entire garden, only one tree was off limits, and he decided to take a bite of the apple, and the price actually was a huge mistake. It had huge consequences in his life. Another example I give people, for example, is that the movie Indecent Proposal with Demi Moore. She was in dire financial need, and she decided to go to Las Vegas to win mortgage money for a dream house. She and her husband met Robert Redford, and he came to the rescue offering $1 million to spend the night with him. And then that result became very complicated and can actually ruin people's lives. So you'd say maybe the price of concession isn't $1 million, but if your family was starving and you were out of work and you needed to feed them, would you actually steal a loaf of bread? It doesn't take long to answer that. But so, you know, we all make decisions, and some of them come at great cost. And Jason Carson is the number one recruit. He decides to take some money, and then all of a sudden, the agent, Ricardo Perez, asks him to shave some points. For example, he says he's a high school senior right now, and he says, you beat Fenwick High School last week by 25. Can you make it 20? And that starts the ball rolling for him.
Thanks to David Bluder for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.